Live from Casca Country in Ross River, Yukon, it's Anna Zinn, Respect, with your favorite musical couple, Dennis Shorty and Jennifer Froehling, otherwise known as Jennis. This episode of Anna Zinn is sponsored by Fireweed Metals.
Hello, everybody out there, near and far. We welcome you to our very first episode of Anna Zinn, Respect, with Jenny
and Dennis.
And
to all the Deutschers living out there and abroad in Yukon, heute ist ein wunderschöner Tag.
The dudes and nas gut hier gelassen in Casca. And we also want to introduce our band members that we have here today as guests. Rox Hunter on my right.
Hi, everybody.
Micah Miller on the drums.
Hello in Radioland.
And David Dugas on the lead guitar.
Hi, good to be here.
Thank you guys that you made it for our first show. We are live here from Whitehorse in a Shone FM radio studio with a beautiful view to the Yukon River and the mountains over there. It's just a beautiful evening. I hope you enjoy what we have prepared for you guys.
And we'd like to acknowledge Quanlin Dunn and Ta'an Kujun on their traditional territory.
The thing that we always been asked is, how did you guys meet? So I think we're going to start with that for our first episode. How did we got together, honey?
Die Sistat Utan, Quant, not a Kastai, his Sia, the city, Tuya, Maupaya. While I was sitting there out in the bush cabin looking across to the mountains, wondering, thinking about my grandparents, my parents. Then my sister and my brother-in-law pulled up, came out, and my brother-in-law came in and he said, let's go down and visit our friends living 5 kilometers away. I said, no, I don't feel like to. I want to climb mountains. Why you want to do that? You climbed them enough already. It's a young lady down there, but she has 2 kids. Oh, okay. Come on, he said. So I went. Das klar, yeah. I went with them. As we were driving along, and I thought to myself, man, I hope those 2 kids love me. And I thought to myself, why did I say that? Then we arrived at the cabin, and we walked in, and there she was sitting. Our eyes met, and that's history after that. These Catholic things and all.
Oh, my goodness, yeah, that was very, very intense. So, and I believe in spirituality, and I think there was like some very, very powerful spiritual energies that brought us together. And when I saw my honey first time, I knew that's the one. And it took me 1 year though to make that big decision to quit my job. You know, us Germans were not that easy with like leaving our jobs behind. So we really like, oh, I'm gonna stay 30 years there and, you know, die in there or something and get retired. But no, for me, I just quit my job and moved over to the Yukon, traveled all by myself with Lufthansa and arrived at the airport. And my honey's whole family greeted me and welcomed me. And it was so beautiful and warming. And I felt very welcome. And yeah, the first 3 years, actually, we stayed out way out in the bush without any electricity, without plumbing, no indoor plumbing. And one night, I remember there was an elder dropped by, and he's like, oh, it's so cold out. I guess you guys must be hungry. So he came with a big caribou hindquarter, and he dropped it right beside our wood stove. And I have never experienced something like that. It was just so beautiful to see that sharing and caring. in a community, and it was one of my very first impressions of the Kaska First Nation people, and it was Robert Sandig, and I'll give him a big shout out for that. And that's where actually our Denizagi started, at Beautiful Lake out in the cabin. In 2009 we started, and I moved 2007. It's like, it's going to be 17 years this year, honey.
Yeah, holy man.
Time flies, sure flies. So 2009, and we started, I think we went to the Great Northern Arts Festival, and I made my very first hand drum with Michael Levine. I was so proud, and my honey said, yeah, you go ahead, you're going to be the drummer, you drum. And I was so proud of my drum, and I just never really let it go. Everywhere I go, I grabbed my drum and had it with me. So at Beautiful Lake, my honey was playing his guitar, and I was accompanying him with my new drum, and I was all proud standing in the cabin. And we have a big, big landscape window there looking towards the mountain. And we have a little bird feeder out there. It's like a moose antler upside down. And there was a squirrel sitting on it and eating sunflower seeds and tapping his foot with our music. I just, wow, look at that. He's attracted to it. Let's do this. I love it. Let's do this more. So, yeah, we end up, I think, writing 3 songs in Beautiful Lake. Right?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
One
of them was Guchohin. That's the very first song. It's a star on the city. It's here, yeah. It's soon, yeah. Guchoh. I was sitting there looking across the mountain, says, thinking about them. Then I started writing a song. Over the pass, grandfather still walking in spirit. All around, grandmother still traveling. Over there, you could see where there have been campfires and spots or trails. Then all of a sudden, my honey interrupt. Hey, I tell him, what? Why don't you write songs in your language? You're speaking your language. So that's where it started. And you know, our language, it's oral. It's not written down, so we have to make up words. And that's where it started.
Yeah, and then we went and traveled to Germany in 2009 to the Karl May Festival. I'm pretty sure a lot of people out there know and heard about that, especially maybe the German audience out there. The Karl May Festival is in Radebeul, in the eastern part of Germany, where I'm original from. And we went there with Dennis's artwork because he's also a visual artist and a painter, a carver, drum maker, so any of the above, he does it all. So we went there as visual artists and had a table there, but we already had like 3 songs that we played now and then, and we never performed before together anywhere public. So, but we kind of, yeah, let's bring our guitar, let's bring our hand drum, and talk to the organizers, and we might have a chance to get in and perform there. Sure enough, we had our table. Lucky us, my sister was there to watch the table, because they said, yeah, we have a spot for you guys. You have 15 minutes, and you can perform and introduce the audience, the German audience, to your songs.
Yeah,
so that we never, ever performed before. So we both, I was so scared. I remember it as it was just yesterday. So we went both there. No, really, no structure to the songs yet.
No, we just sang it.
We just practiced like a little bit before, and then we went on stage and performed the first song. Man, those people went crazy. Yeah. I couldn't believe there was like 1,000 people. I was like, what do you think? How many was there? Was more? Yeah. Okay, maybe more. It was a lot of people. It's a big, big festival. For you, maybe you know what I'm talking about. That's a really like cool Germany meets there, and they're all dressed in First Nation clothing, and they hire real First Nation as well too to perform, do drumming and jingle dress dancing, yeah. and every like all sharing their culture right with them. So we performed, and then people came afterwards to our table with the artwork and wanted to buy a CD. I was like, what? This is awesome. So, yeah, that's when we cut the idea a little bit more to actually record it. And then, Yeah, we had some performances, live performances at the Attica Culture Festival. Shout out to everybody at the Attica Culture Festival, mm-hmm. Lighthorse, every year. They gave us a great platform to start our music and to establish of who we are. Yeah. And they supported us a lot and still do. Mm-hmm. So then we went to, that was Jordi Walker. Yeah. Studio where we recorded our first album, mm-hmm. Goo Cho Hin. And Goo Cho Hin was even nominated twice, once for the Indigenous Music Award and the Canadian Folk Music Award in 2018. Mm-hmm. So those kind of things that encouraged us just to keep on going, continuing the music and putting the language in. And it means a lot to us that just nomination and get recognized for the hard work that we do because we're living in a very, very remote community in Ross River, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a little bit of introduction of the Denezagi, how it started.
Mm-hmm. And the inspiration comes from that land, actually, the land itself, and teachings, stories that's been told, handed down. All the songs are, that's what it's about, stories. And, you know, a song that we're going to do is called Nomads. It's called Denegere Deli. You know, the song is dedicated to Sean Ledoux. He's traveling around in Arizona. Wandering Keska Denegai, he's out there somewhere. If you're listening, the song is for you and other all travelers that's out there. It's called Nomads. Then I get it dollar
Cigar, cigar, take a knuckle. Cigar, cigar.
Diggity.
Hey, hey, oh, hey. There you go to all the nomads out there. Nomad song for Sean Ledoux and all the wandering nomads traveling across the land. So, John Jarrett's A, Kutirita. Ya kitya tene zagiti ita tankute da sinra daiga to kuchara. You know what people tell us, where did the band come from? Denazagi. Today we'll speak about that, and for a question we'll turn over to Dave. How did you become a member of Denazagi?
That's a good question. That's why I'm here. I first became a member of Denazagi. Well, I met you guys first when you were playing at the Skoomjim Folklore Show. Must have been 2016 or 17. And I was producing the show. It's just an annual kind of cultural festival that Skoomjim puts on. And I recall meeting you guys, I think, a morning or two prior, and we just kind of hit it off. And Dennis, you were doing a bit of a workshop at their youth space. And we just started playing some guitar, started playing blues, and I think there's a video that you guys might have from that day. I think it's about 10 seconds or so, but yeah, it's good to look back on. That's how I met them, and then I believe Jordy Walker may have referred you guys to me that summer for to be a gun for hire, and I did, and haven't really looked back. So I've been with you guys now, what is it, 7 years, 6 years?
I know, it's amazing.
Something like that, but yeah, no, it's been great. We've had a lot of good times. Finally came out to Ross River last year, which was the first. I think now I've hit all the Yukon communities, so happy about that. But yeah, it's always a good time hanging out with you guys, and so I appreciate it. I'm glad to be here.
Well, we are very honored to have you.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
It means a lot to us. Yeah.
So we have one more question there. Like, you're just an insane musician, like an insane guitar player.
Like clinically?
No, like
figuratively.
Like very talented, right? Very.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Where did you learn your skills? Like,
where did I learn? Mostly at my parents' house growing up. But I was fortunate enough to take guitar lessons from someone who was a mainstay in the Yukon community for a long time, Yukon music community, who's no longer with us. But that was Bruce Bergman, and he. He was kind of the first person to really show me how to play guitar, but to how to have fun with it.
Yeah.
It was really like that was the key message to like enjoy it. And, you know, you can spend your life doing it and you can spend your life loving doing it. Mm-hmm. And I just would love going over to his place him and Deb's place every other Wednesday, you know, for a couple of winters. And in the in-between, it wasn't like, you know, my parents had to lock me in a room to get me to play or anything like that. I was more than happy to. But yeah, I don't know. I've been playing for over 20 years now. And it's just something, I would even say it's a labor of love, because it's not really labor. And I don't really treat it like, task work or anything like that. Like, if I don't feel like playing a certain thing a certain day, I don't really, and spend enough time noodling, as most guitar players do. But it's just like whatever a person can do to kind of be satisfied and to continue having fun with it. And so, yeah, I don't know. That's been the sustaining force for me.
That's awesome. Well, thank you. That's great. I would like just also to ask you, what is your take on, like, indigenous language included in songs? Like, what's your...
Well, I think it's great. Obviously, we have... I've been exposed to it through Dennis, and I think maybe more broadly, you know, it's an important part of cultural revitalization and holding on to languages and doing so in a way that is, you know, enjoyable and fulfilling. And it's, you know, it's not, you guys aren't institutional, but mm-hmm. you're doing this work that is very important mm-hmm. and that institutions go about, you know, trying to help mm-hmm. preserve, but you know, you're on the ground, you're OG, you're doing mm-hmm. it. So I think it's great. I also love the fact that, you know, I've been playing these songs for a long time and I don't necessarily know all the lyrics, but the musical relation has always been cool because it's just that it's musical. There's not like, you know, the meaning is there broadly in that I know what the song is generally about, mm-hmm. but I get my interpretation through the way you sing it, mm-hmm. the melodies that you write. And so that's like a completely different experience for a musician, mm-hmm. which is quite unique. And I don't think many people get the chance to be exposed in that way. So
thank you.
Yeah.
So Denazagi means people's voice. And our band, as Denazagi, is very famous in the last couple of years for inviting people with their hand drum on stage. So since we don't have a stage and we can't see you people out there, and we can't hear you people out there, we still could feel if mm-hmm. you would join us now. Yeah. If you go in your closet, grab your hand drum, and join us in our next song, because we believe in the healing power of the hand drum. And ever since I made mine in 2009, mm-hmm. I'm a total advocate for drumming. We made drum making workshops. Mm-hmm. Mahani did one in Germany even, right?
Yeah.
And wherever we go, we bring our drums, and I would like to invite the general manager, Julian, right now to come on the Shun FM stage in the middle of us all to join us with to our second song that we have prepared for you guys. Enjoy.
It's called Gochohin, and it's dedicated to all the people out there with the forefathers. And this one's dedicated to Sherry, our dear friend. It's her family song that she loves. So. Gochohin. Atta gochuchin nisira.
Join. Ancestors are definitely here. Oh,
thank
my.
You
for
this.
The drums.
With that, yeah, I'm just going to do a shout out to Fireweed Metals.
Yeah. Thank you, Fireweed Metals.
Yeah, thank you.
Who is supporting this that we can be here playing this song for you.
We appreciate it.
We really appreciate it, Fireweed Metals. Yeah.
Thank you for not being Fireweed Soft Rock.
Yeah, so that was Go Cho Hin with our full band, like five-piece band that we have. And next in line, we have Michael.
I gotta catch my breath here.
Yeah, Michael Miller, our drummer. My goodness.
What brought you?
I'm speechless. Can you tell? What brought you to Danazaggy, Michael?
I believe it was Mr. David Dugas who approached me initially. This is like the last few years. My perception of time is really wonky. I'm sure other people feel that way too. But I was I played in some bands with David, and we were in a band called Ted Hot Chili Peppers, and we were also in another band that was a tribute to Jimi Hendrix called Foxy Lakey. And but because playing with David, I knew that he had been playing with Genesis for a few years, and I was familiar with the Go Cho Hin album, and saw you guys at I think it was Breakout West.
Yes.
With the five-piece band. And that was when I think Elijah Beck was drumming, and
yes.
he gave it some gusto, and I was like, wow, this is a rockin' band. And and so then when you asked me, I think the pandemic was just getting underway when David approached me, and so I signed on. And I think our first show with this configuration was at the Art Center show in October 2020, something like that. What a debut show.
Yeah.
That was because it was a bucket list thing to play at
20 people in
the Art Center. Yeah, and it was during the pandemic and before the vaccines, and so we couldn't really mingle with the crowd, but we got a great response, and it's been no looking back. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that was beautiful. Yeah. Man, that's amazing.
Yeah.
How did you learn your scales, Michael?
Oh, well, I'm going to be dating myself now. So I started playing drums in grade 8. So that was like 35 years ago. Yeah, so I've been hitting stuff for longer than 35 years. My mom has a story about me pulling all the pots and pans out when I was a baby and smacking them, and she put the pots and pans away and locked the put an elastic on the cupboard door, and so I was kind of like I had this look on my face that broke my mom's heart. And so she's like, okay. Opened up the cupboard again, took out all the pots and pans. And so, yeah. Never looked back from that either. So, So I've been playing in a lot of cover bands, tribute bands, original bands. I had the benefit of hearing the Gucho Hin album. Mm-hmm. So when I joined the band, I had some familiarity with the songs and Jenny's drumming on the album is amazing. Like, because she was, well, total novice, right? Like, I have to take into account the fact that you just jumped on the drum kit and I've seen live performances of you, like, where you're on the drum kit and you got the headset and singing and drumming away. And it's like, wow, that's no mean feat. Like, so yeah, it's impressive. And so I actually try to incorporate Jenny's drums from the way they were played on the album. And it's
amazing.
It's been a lot of fun. But, and then the newer songs, it's I've had the opportunity to continue to rock out and, And I think the next question is about how I feel about
the language,
performing, playing songs that are in the Kaska language. And when I saw you when I saw the performance at Breakout West, and I was sitting with a friend of mine, and I said, you know, if we ever talk to Dennis, I gotta ask him what Sigora. That was our favorite Kaska phrase, and I think you told me it translates to let's go, or
yeah
that's right. So
It's Sigora, right?
Sigora.
Yeah. Still learning.
Yeah,
it's amazing. Well, we're so honored to have you. Have you here as our drummer. Mm-hmm. And that really happened at Breakout West, actually, we had to play in front of a jury. David was with us, and we played, and I was playing the drum.
Man,
and once they start writing, you're like, oh, my God.
What did I do wrong?
What did we do
I know
wrong?
That aspect wasn't fun for you guys, but the performance was fun for me, so, yeah.
Yeah, that's actually when we decided we're going to hire, for me, a real drummer. Like, I was like, oh, you know.
Yeah.
But thank you for all the kind words there towards me drumming. I just learned that on my own in Ross River with Google and YouTube.
Whatever gets you to the goal, you know?
Exactly.
That's
right.
It. Yeah.
So that was kind of, yeah.
It's this next song is called a sister song, Gudad Zahin. It started way back in 2010 when we were at the Olympics. And, you know, we're walking through one of the pavilions and we see this young lady crying over to the side. Mani stopped and talked to her. What's going on? She said, I came here to drum, but some elders approached her and they told her, you can't drum here, lady, you're a woman. Then she said, who's going to drum for all the missing women out there? You know, who's going to drum for them? So that's why I'm doing it, she said. I'm drumming for missing murdered women. I have to do it. It's healing, she said. It's healing to the soul. So this song, that's what it's about. It's where is our sisters? You know, they're out there somewhere. They're still out there. There's a, that's a hint.
And again, we'll invite everyone out there
to drum.
Near and far, overseas, wherever you're listening right now, grab your drum and drum with us.
Kati, if you're listening and then looking well there, here's a song for you.
this beautiful planet with this song. Oh, thank you all for drumming out there. I could feel the energy. I could feel the vibration of Earth. It was so powerful. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And I want to thank Clint and Ted, who are making us sound good out there, hopefully.
Yes. Thank you to Shone FM. Yeah. We should do a station break.
Thank you so much.
We are Dena Zaghi, and you're listening to Shone FM, 98.1 in Whitehorse, 90.5 in the communities. The beat of a different drummer. Thank you.
Oh, my
God. You can use that if you want.
Yes, thank you, Ted, at Unitech.
Okay, one last shout out to Fireweed Metals here. And let us play those beautiful songs and Shone FM in Whitehorse live today for all of you out there. We have our fifth member of Dena Zaghi to be introduced. Rox Hunter, the one and only on the bass.
Hello, everybody.
How did you become a member of the Nazagi Rocks?
Well, our paths crossed quite a lot before I actually started playing with you guys. And I would play shows or festivals or whatever, and they would be there. We would always be like kind of, hey, how's it going, you know, talking. And there's just always a good chemistry, you know. And that's what David said. That's what Michael said as well. And it's just always been, just felt like we had known each other for a long time, you know. And we always said, we're going to play together. And then our schedules didn't allow that for about a year and a half because you guys are super busy. I am always busy. And then finally it happened, which was great because we'd been talking about it for a long time. And it just felt so good. And since then, we've got our band now, and we've played a lot of really fun shows and all over the Yukon and hopefully abroad soon.
Working on it.
Yeah. So thank you guys for letting me... slap the bass.
Awesome, yeah, thank you.
How long have you been slapping the bass, Rox?
Oh, check it out, man.
Woo!
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, we're really honored to have you part of it, too, for so many years now.
Yeah.
And that's really seldom to do and to have that, actually. And we're really lucky. And even though we're so far apart, but we make it happen for some reason, right? So how long have you been playing, Rox? And I know you teach too, right? We want to talk a little bit about
I started a little late to the game. I started when I was 17, and I always loved music. You know, it was always kind of my best friend. And picked up a cheap acoustic guitar from a yard sale, and was teaching myself for a while. And then, like David, I was learning out of some books, and then I went to a guitar teacher, and my teacher was Robbie McKay. And so I did a lot of that, a lot of practicing and stuff, and then lessons from different people, and then most of it though was just being on stage, you know, just playing, going out to jam nights and playing in bands and getting my butt kicked and going home all red faced and being like, oh, that was terrible, and go home and practice, and you know, but it was good. My mom, it's her birthday. Happy birthday, mom.
Happy birthday, mom.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
But she got me guitar lessons with Robbie McKay, which really helped a lot, you know, kind of tighten up the loose ends and stuff. So I've been playing for a long time, but mainly for me it was just playing in bands, you know, playing in any band I could, you know, and all different types of music, and especially bass. I never had any lessons, but I learned from playing with a lot of the local bass players like Paul Stevens and Tim Naylor and all these great bass players and Dave Haddock, and you know, just absorbing all that, right? It just happened over time.
So that's something what you can also like forward to our young upcoming generations. What could you suggest, like, to be, you know, in the music scene?
Yeah, just get out. Well, there's a Van Halen quote, because yesterday was Eddie Van Halen's birthday, so shout out Eddie, we miss you. There's a video where he's like, you got to play. He's like, you got to play every day. You know, you got to practice. So I think that's the important thing is, you know, it just doesn't matter what you're doing, just, like, love your instrument, and then you'll always play. Yeah. You know, it doesn't matter if you're playing in front of nobody or in front of, you know, like you said, 1,000 people, 2,000 people, 20,000 people, you know, just having that love of the instrument, right? So
that's so
and true. I don't know how you can get bored because there's so much music out there, so many styles of music, and And now Denizaki's out there. So.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks, Rox. Yeah. And regarding indigenous language, what? How do you feel about that?
I think it's great. I was lucky, and I was talking to Michael Miller about this earlier. I don't know what year it was. 2000s, before 2010. So it was 2005, 6 or 7. My friend, our mutual friend, Gary Lachance, got this idea to put together a language CD with kids from the Elijah Smith School. So it was in Southern Shoshone, and it's called Let's Pick Up Our Language Again. And on the CD, there was like Elder Polly Fraser and a few other people were telling stories. And then they did some nursery rhymes. And they had the Southern Shoshone and then the English. And the kids did all the artwork and all that, and it was really cool. And then there was a song that a guy named, Jim Vitura wrote, a local kind of guitar player, singer, songwriter, and they translated it. It was called 2,000 Drums, and they translated it into Southern Shoshone, which is 2,000 Gaoye, and did this really beautiful version, and Mike Miller played drums on it. Wow. And Shaw Cat played the hand drum, and Tim Naylor was on the bass, and Gary does a great job on the vocals, and I got to play a nylon string guitar and kind of shred a little bit. So
cool.
I think it's a great way to learn language, yeah. You know, music, yeah. And music and television as well. You know,
yeah.
If you have video or audio, it's the way, you know, because you can listen to a song. Like, I have a friend of mine in the States in a band called Guardian, and he's got a Spanish album, and I don't know what he's saying, but it's beautiful, and I listen to it all the time, and I sing along to it. You know, and so that's when you learn. You go, okay, what's that word? What's that phrase? You know,
because
you hear it pop up a lot. You know, in certain songs or shows, I hear Dennis saying something, and oh, what's that? You know, so
it sticks with you.
So I think it's very, very important, and that's why I think it's cool. So cool that, you know, Dennis is like, this is what I'm doing, this is my language.
So best in law, Ross.
And it's a beautiful language. So.
So
yeah, thank you, Rox.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, David, for being here.
Thank you all.
Again, a big shout-out to Clint from UConn Jack, one of the best bands ever, for Twiddlin' Knobs, and Ted from Unitech for making us sound good.
Thank you, you guys.
Julian,
you
for Clint. Hiring us. So.
Okay, the time is about up, I guess.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
We're going to finish off the song with a song that we wrote. It's called Me, and it's going to be dedicated to all the residential school survivors out there, because, you know, I've been there 7 years, and all the day school survivors, and this song is for you. You know, we could persevere. Don't give up. Don't give up hope. Just grab something like music, artwork, and just get out there. You know, this song is our newest release. It was released October 2022, recorded in Green Needle Studio. Big shout out to Jim Holland. Thank you. The song is called Me.
And before we kind of like going in, we might go into the time that we are finished with the show. We would like to let you know that we have another show coming up in February. We're aiming 24th. So just so maybe if you want to mark that on your calendars already. And that will be then live broadcasted from Tuchlitalini, from Ross River. And I would like to one more time say our nice phrase that we said in the beginning, which is Dutzanas Gutia Golasi.
Gutia Gatel Anna Tizagoradilia Gutia Gatel Ibechinaya. Walk slowly out there, you guys, and be careful. Songs for you. Me. Dark is dark in daylight, got to find me in nightlight. Couldn't see me in the daylight, feel like I'm slipping away, feel like I'm drifting away to the dark light. In the head, hey, 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 hey,
Johnny Cooley.
So Alukinta.
Good night, everyone.
This episode of Anna Zin is sponsored by Fireweed Metals.